The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 241. I'm Steve Webb, your host. And today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 115 through 118. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name bring honor for the sake of your loyal love and faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are made of silver and gold, they're man-made. They have mouths, but cannot speak, eyes, but cannot see, ears, but cannot hear, noses, but cannot smell, hands, but cannot touch, feet, but cannot walk. They cannot even clear their throats. Those who make them will end up like them, as will everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. O family of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. You loyal followers of the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. The Lord takes notice of us. He will bless. He will bless the family of Israel. He will bless the family of Aaron. He will bless his loyal followers, both young and old. May he increase your numbers, yours and your children's. May you be blessed by the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any of those who descend into the silence of death. But we will praise the Lord now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 116. I love the Lord because he heard my plea for mercy and listened to me. As long as I live, I will call to him when I need help. The ropes of death tightened around me. The snares of Sheol confronted me. I was confronted with trouble and sorrow. I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, rescue my life. The Lord is merciful and fair. Our God is compassionate. The Lord protects the untrained. I was in serious trouble, and he delivered me. Rest once more, my soul, for the Lord has vindicated you. Yes, Lord, you rescued my life from death and kept my feet from stumbling. I will serve the Lord in the land of the living. I had faith when I said, "I am severely oppressed." I rashly declared, "All men are liars." How can I repay the Lord for all his acts of kindness to me? I will celebrate my deliverance and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord before all his people. The Lord values the lives of his faithful followers. Yes, Lord, I am indeed your servant. I am your lowest slave. You saved me from death. I will present a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord before all his people, in the courts of the Lord's temple, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Applaud him, all you foreigners, for his loyal love towers over us, and the Lord's faithfulness endures. Praise the Lord. Psalms 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Let Israel say, "Yes, his loyal love endures." Let the family of Aaron say, "Yes, his loyal love endures." Let the loyal followers of the Lord say, "Yes, his loyal love endures." In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. The Lord answered me and put me in a wide open place. The Lord is on my side. I am not afraid. What can people do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me. Indeed, in the name of the Lord I pushed them away. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. Indeed, in the name of the Lord I pushed them away. They surrounded me like bees, but they disappeared as quickly as a fire among thorns. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. You aggressively attacked me and tried to knock me down, but the Lord helped me. The Lord gives me strength and protects me. He has become my deliverer. They celebrate deliverance in the tents of the godly. The Lord's right hand conquers. The Lord's right hand gives victory. The Lord's right hand conquers. I will not die but live, and I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord severely punished me, but he did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of the just king's temple. I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the Lord's gate. The godly enter through it. I will give you thanks, for you answered me and have become my deliverer. The stone which the builders discarded has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's work. We consider it amazing. This is the day the Lord has brought about. We will be happy and rejoice in it. Please, Lord, grant us success. May the one who comes in the name of the Lord be blessed. We will pronounce blessings on you in the Lord's temple. The Lord is God, and He has delivered us. Tie the offering with ropes to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His loyal love endures. I'll bet you were surprised when I went so quickly from Psalm 117 to 118. Psalm 117 is a very short chapter. Tomorrow we'll start the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalms chapter 119. As a matter of fact, it's so long that it's going to take 2 days to get through it. Of course, you won't want to miss it. So I'll see you then, okay? Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.